Not all guidance is created equal. When we start out following our intuition, it can feel a bit hit and miss, or like we don't really know what all these ad hoc messages add up to. In today's episode, I share with you how to go from ad hoc guidance to unraveling your path and purpose. It's as easy as looking for these three things. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Guided Collective podcast. I'm so excited you're here. And of course, if you're new here, a very warm, extra special welcome to you. Today's episode is going to help you move from that random guidance, ad hoc signs and symbols, and start to move you into far more meaningful, direct, intuitive instructions that begin to lead you more deeply into your path and purpose. And so you may have heard me say before that there is a turning point. So we will often start working with our intuition or our spirit guides and our spiritual support team, or what I call your SST. And it can kind of feel like we're just receiving these little random messages. Make this phone call, stop eating this particular, alcohol or meat or whatever it might be. And they kind of feel a bit disjointed. There comes a particular point where that guidance will start to turn you inward, and that all of our guidance is not actually here to serve us in terms of where our head wants us to go. It is actually here to serve the path, the purpose that our soul has chosen for us to explore. So let me explain. Sometimes when we're new to following our intuition or seeking guidance, whether that's with oracle cards or even astrology, or dare I say it, even working with the energy forecasts that I share, often we will come to these sort of external forces of guidance, for want of a better description, and deal with it or interact with it at a very mental level. So let me give you an example. Let's say that I want to change jobs. And in fact, this is what I was doing when I was working in PR and was trying to seek guidance to confirm that I should leave that job to give the psychic readings. And it looked something like this. I'm unhappy in my job. I want to change my job. So let me use my intuition to confirm or to, show me that that is not the case. And so then I would go and use my cards, or I would tune into my body, or I would work with my SST. I would have a piece of information relayed back to me. And then my head would say whether it was a yes or a no. And I would make that choice. I would make that decision and move in whatever way we need to go. And if you've been around for some time, the spoiler is I chose to leave that job. And so it becomes this kind of mechanical way of working with our intuition. So it's almost like just having this magic eight ball in our pocket, and we're just going step by step by step based on what this magic eight ball is saying, right? I want us to start zooming out. And when we understand that not all guidance is created equal, that some guidance is there to help us take the next immediate step, but some guidance is actually trying to move us inward, trying to move us into the healing and the personal transformation that we go on to bring ourselves back into alignment with our soul. And then there is the kind of guidance that is showing us the overarching direction or the overarching purpose. And so if I use that example of that job, if I just had the piece of information that comes back and said, yes, you're to go out and set up this business with all of these, you know, multifaceted parts of your work. If I just went and did that the very next day, I would be missing the essence of the guidance. I would be missing the nuance of the guidance, and I wouldn't have moved through the transformation that was required in order for me to fulfill the purpose that my soul was here to fulfill. We need to understand that our guidance is actually telling us one of three things. And when we understand what category our guidance is falling into, we're going to know how quickly we need to act. We're going to understand where that guidance fits in the greater path and purpose of our life. And it also helps us to come back into the driver's seat so that we're not handing our power over to said magic eight ball in our pocket. So let's move into what these three threads of guidance actually are. And that name there gives it away. I see that the types of guidance that we are given, particularly in the early phases, can be likened to three threads. And those three threads are then divided, they're separated out. So one thread is our daily intuitive instructions. There is a thread of healing. So there's a type of guidance that is guiding us into the healing, or the healing thread of guidance. And then we have the overarching purpose or overarching direction. And so that is the third thread. Now, when Spirit started to show me that we can think about our guidance in such a way, it really changed the game, not just for me, but it changed the game in terms of how I was working with my clients. So if you're new to this idea, the very first thing or first step to get started is to make sure that you have set up a daily practice to receive guidance. Okay. So this can look like various things. For some people, it is about making this part of your morning routine. And for many, many, many years, it was, you know, part of my morning routine. When I was single and was not a parent and had the luxury of a lot of time. And I hazard a guess most people listening may not fall into that category. If you do, however, then you really have an opportunity to have perhaps your morning practice, your morning routine as where you're receiving guidance. It's no secret if you've been following my work for some time that I believe journaling, oracle cards, and meditation are the bedrock of a daily guidance practice. They were my bedrock for many, many years. And so I talk about that in my book. I will also just mention here that it doesn't necessarily happen in my morning routine anymore. Certainly not now that I've got two very active kids who seem to have a radar that even if I get out of bed earlier and earlier and earlier, and then so do they. So it's not necessarily part of my morning routine anymore. I have it woven into my day. It's very much part of my work routine that I am constantly channeling and working with spirit. Like they are my, they are my colleagues. And so my daily guidance practice may look a little different from yours. And one of the things that I have been trialing is actually moving my personal practice to the evenings. Typically, I can get the kids off to bed and I am usually too zonked to do much else. And, you know, sometimes it is a tussle between Netflix or an evening practice. But the evening practice doesn't need to be long. Sometimes it is just jotting down a couple of things in my journal. It might be sometimes I will pull an oracle card, and it's often just setting myself up for the following day by asking for guidance to come in my sleep. And then upon waking, my morning routine does look like getting up, trying to sneak downstairs without waking anyone. As soon as I turn the kettle on, however, the whole family is awake, and I will have my morning cup of tea, I will have my journal with me, and sometimes it's just reflecting upon what guidance has come in my sleep. And so I am now trying to be incredibly efficient that I am even working in my sleep. So just something to think about. There's loads of different ways that you can incorporate a daily practice in. So assuming then that you have some sort of daily practice to receive guidance, you're going to start observing, right? So there's a really big part of this that puts you in the observer seat so that you are noticing what guidance is coming in. And as you're receiving that guidance, and one of the reasons that something like journaling is important is because you're going to be recording all of the insights, all of the oracle cards, all of the messages in your guided meditations, and you're going to start to see repetitive themes and repetitive messages. And so this is where that balance between the head and the heart can be incredibly useful, because your head is what's going to notice those patterns. Your head is what's going to identify, oh, I keep receiving the same message to start my yoga practice again, or oh, I really feel like I need to reach out to that friend. And so having a way to observe the messages is important. So let's go into each of the three threads of guidance. So the first thread, the daily intuitive instructions. And so if you already have a daily practice set up, there's a really good chance that you are often running with this thread. The daily intuitive instructions are those sort of random and ad hoc messages. They are the more seemingly mundane at times and will feel like they're not related. So like I said, pick up that yoga practice, call that friend, tweak your diet. So for me recently, it was move your body, join a gym. I had someone in the back of my mind to come and join my team. It was like, reach out to her. There's a few other people that I've been reaching out to. It can be those really daily things, right? And to some degree, what also can fall into this category, I had a friend actually share with me, she sent me a picture over the weekend. She's based in America, and she sent me a picture. She had gone out of her way into another area in her county, I guess, intuitively, and they'd stopped by a new coffee shop. There was a sign out the front that said something to the effect of, you know, your intuition has led you here. And so she sent me a picture of this board. And she went into the shop and ended up being able to pick up some items that had been intuitively instructed to her over the last couple of weeks. So it just kind of gives you that idea of like, okay, I need to go and make, you know, let's say I had to go and pick up sage. And then, oh, well, today my intuitive instruction is telling me to go on a drive. And oh, now I'm feeling called to go to that coffee shop. And oh, lo and behold, there's that shop that's going to sell me the sage that I need. So that's kind of what falls under the daily intuitive instructions. So you can be thinking about what are some of the day-to-day hunches, the day-to-day feelings that you have, and are you acting on them? So I think that that thread is relatively self-explanatory. You can really be thinking about those, what I was describing before, those seemingly like step here, go there, do this, do that. That kind of guidance generally falls under the daily intuitive instructions. Okay, now the second thread of guidance is the healing thread. And so this is the thread where things seem to deepen. This is really as you're starting to receive the type of guidance that is unraveling this thread of healing for you is where the game changes. This is where, you know, your SST, the world of spirit is, I was going to say like they're moving you in a direction, but the phrase that I heard is like they're ganging up on you. In whatever way a spiritual support team would gang up on you, they're far too benevolent for that. But there's this idea, right? Like the tables turn and now they're really starting to move you in a particular direction. And so this is the kind of guidance that is turning you inward. This is the kind of guidance that is going to systematically move you through the internal transformation required to bring you deeper into yourself, to remember who you are, and ultimately to remember why you're here. Now, I used the example before that a daily intuitive instruction may be to pick up your yoga practice, right? In the healing thread, your yoga practice may also fall into this thread, but it's going to start taking you deeper. So let's use yoga as the example. If you have a regular yoga practice, you know that eventually it's not really about the poses at all. It's about what you explore on the mat. It is about working with your body and bringing yourself back into balance of mind, body, spirit. And so there can often be poses where the emotional release comes. There can be poses that stretch us and challenge us, and we observe the way our mind is working. And so, for example, if we've had a daily intuitive instruction to return to our yoga practice, the healing thread is going to then say, oh, we'll come in deeper to that emotion. Start to observe your mind and transform your thoughts or your mindset. Just as an example, often this is where our intuition is leading us to particular healers or particular teachers or particular books or podcasts for that matter. It's where we start to be guided like much further into ourselves, where we're going to start being guided through what I call the guidance cycle. So that is the cycle of clearing, healing, restoring, and manifesting. And so when you pay attention, your guidance is actually constantly moving through that cycle in order for you to move through the healing that is required. It's also here that we start to really dive into the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And we start to receive more of the soul level guidance and healing into our system as well. So what I've come to realize over time is our guidance will be leading us through our healing, but it can get very complex very quickly. So keep an eye out. When you start to be guided through the guidance cycle, through your four bodies, through that inner transformation, you can know that your healing thread is significantly unraveling. Okay, so the third thread of guidance that we're going to be talking about here is the overarching purpose, or sometimes it's just the overarching direction. So the type of guidance that falls into this category can often be the big picture. So let me come back to the example I used before when I was sitting in my PR job contemplating whether it was time to leave and to pursue the psychic readings. In one of my very first automatic writing entries into my journal, Spirit did give me the big picture, the very, very big picture, in a language that was not so familiar with me. But one of the things that really stood out to me was the phrase disseminating the message via technology. And at the time, I didn't really get it. But now you fast forward maybe 12 years down the track, and here I am on a podcast disseminating their message via multiple technology platforms and mediums. So very early on, there was this overarching direction. There can be different layers within the purpose. And so when you know the overarching direction, so for me in those early days, it was like, just share the message, just share whatever information you are getting. And over time, that has been refined. Share that via one-on-one sessions. Share that via the Oracle cards. Share that via this workshop or this program or this retreat. Share it via the book. Share it via a second book. So the purpose to begin with will be a direction. It might come as a calling or a yearning. And over time, it's going to start solidifying. It's going to start taking form. And in a previous episode on soul seeds, I'll link to it in the show notes, I was really talking about the way that we gestate. Well, first we conceive and then we gestate, we labor and we birth the seeds. And so for me, the soul seed has very much been the entire business. But each of the projects or the programs or the books or even this podcast, the way in which the shape and the form our purpose takes. So when we're very early on, the overarching purpose thread often just looks like a direction, you know, to help people, to be a healer, to, you know, to cheerlead, to support. It could be such a big concept. Over time, we start to receive more and more information in that thread. But here's the kicker. The purpose thread unravels because you've unraveled the healing thread, which unravels because you started with those daily intuitive instructions. And so it becomes almost a moot point to believe you're going to have this flashing neon sign or to have this detailed blueprint from your soul downloaded verbatim, point A through to point Z, just landing in your lap. The way to your purpose is through your intuitive instructions and through the inner transformation. It is through that transformation that you don't just end up with an overarching direction or an overarching purpose. Over time, you emerge as who you really are and incredible clarity on what you're here to do and, more importantly, who you're here to be. So when you know which thread of guidance you are working with, you are also going to know when to act. And so something that I shared in the book and that I, you know, I'm working with my one-on-one clients is the idea that not all guidance is created equal. And just because we receive guidance today doesn't mean that we're acting on it tomorrow. And so knowing your purpose also doesn't necessarily mean that it is the next logical step. The healing and the transformation is still required. So, as you're working more and more with your own daily practice and you're receiving more and more guidance into your life, I want you to be thinking about which thread of guidance it falls into and dive straight into your healing threads and understand where your path and your purpose is leading you. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.